In our gospel today, we have kind of a fun story of Jesus needing to heal a guy twice. And the first time when he heals him, his blindness, he says, "I see people looking like trees." Okay, try it again. But obviously it wasn't because Jesus couldn't do it the first time. But we get a great analogy from that story of something kind of technically speaking is called progressive revelation. And it's really seen, it's very important for our first reading today, the familiar story of Noah's Ark, that we see all sorts of interesting things there where God, in an earlier reading, says about how he's decided to destroy the earth, then Noah has to convince him not to, and then now the Lord says, "I'm never going to do that again," and because he smelled the sacrifice, the burnt offerings on the altar. Okay, well, it's all very kind of interesting. But progressive revelation tells us that after man sinned and was kicked out of the garden, God initiated the revelation of himself to us. He made himself known to us. We do that in any relationship. We get to know someone better, we reveal more and more about ourselves. And especially when that person has like rejected you, you're a little bit more reticent maybe to put yourself out there again. But God was never reticent. It was just man's sin was so clouded his mind that God had to reveal himself slowly in a way that man could understand over the course of time. And of course, the fullness of revelation comes in the person of Jesus Christ. That's when God fully reveals who he is. Right now in my high school class, I'm trying to help the kids see that God isn't Barney the dinosaur. Isn't that just kind of like a big friendly guy who says, "I love you," and gives little hugs out? That God is the supreme and terrible creator of the entire universe. And sometimes we start at the end of the story where we see God as a healer, God as someone who loves you, but we forget the magnitude of God, how great he is, and how if he wanted to do anything, he could do it. He could destroy the earth with a flood. He could do all these sorts of things. And in our own lives, we have to allow ourselves to let this sort of progressive revelation of God influence our own lives, that the image of God that I had as a 5-year-old and as a 10-year-old and as a 30-year-old and as a 90-year-old, those aren't all the same. Now, is God the same? Yeah, it's a teaching of the church that God never changes at all. However, our understanding of him changes, and that I think, unfortunately, a lot of people never really graduate from kind of a toddler understanding of who God is, and then they say, well, he's not really... this isn't have an impact on my life. He's just kind of like a Barney the dinosaur that just kind of pats me on the back. Well, no, God is a very serious guy. And we see in the gospel that he heals us. And he doesn't heal us all right away, all the time, every time. But sometimes he allows us just to see a little bit more of him, to see a little bit more. We can't quite make out who he is, but we can see people kind of moving around. They look like trees. That's the way it is with our relationship with God. It's not just like overnight that every answer we have, every question we have is answered. He reveals himself slowly to us. So today, ask yourself and ask God, what is my image of him? Who is God to me? And have I let that evolve over the course of my life and grow? Or have I just kind of stayed in one spot with my relationship with God, with my image of God? And allow yourself to realize how great God is. And the fact that he loves us and the fact that he has mercy on us is so much more amazing because of that.